Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
That happens on UT's campus where they celebrate Israeli culture while undermining not only Palestinian culture but excluding them from that process. So every year there's a protest in front of that block party. And this is originally what I wrote this poem for, but I added it for this event. This one I'm already. Rocks will never be as powerful as raging bullets. And you can try to compare, but the facts are solid. It ain't no two-sided conflict that's running its course. It's systemic oppression, and just to the core. Don't give me excuses or pleas and despair. The difference is you, and you can make it here. Because standing for the truth will get you everywhere. While you sleep in your beds, there's someone rummaging through rubble, searching for their family, bodies, parts, pictures, anything. They built a wall to restrict the Palestinians from being free, so stop, think. Have we built a wall inside our own minds, blocking out the conscience that keeps us alive? Voices of sanity interpreted as lunacy. Try all you want to block it, but the truth will set you free. If you're not fighting for this cause, what are you leading your life to be? Supporting oppression through silence and glee, ignorance may be bliss, but freedom isn't free. Giving birth at checkpoints, tell me more about democracy. Liberating no one without education being the key. Take a moment to learn more about someone's cries and pleas. They need you to know, no matter how hard it may be. So I will stand here for as long as it takes, perhaps a lifetime, but I will remain standing. I will scream at the top of my lungs to speak for the helpless. My voice may be falling on deaf ears, but to give up a struggle for the right is something I cannot do. Because rocks are nothing compared to the steel bullets that are piercing my heart, and many a night I go sleepless, unable to handle the dark, but still, I will stand here and do my part. Because silently watching isn't less than a crime. Standing up for the truth, it's more than just a line. Believing in the 12, time to intertwine our lives. Actions to follow the words and teachings of the divine. What do you stand for? We're repeatedly asked. What do you stand for? We're repeatedly asked. Deafened to the sound of cries coming from outside? Because if it's not in our own homes, it's less than our demise. But humanity within it lies, pieces of the puzzle, forever waiting for the signs. But the signs are here, just open your eyes. Rocks falling and shattering dreams in disguise. Please, let me take a minute of your time. Believers of Hussein are not unfamiliar to crimes. Pain and sorrow, they're a part of our beings. So we can connect with others, we can feel their being, we can look at their pain and tie it together. Injustices repeated. Repeated shame. Shame for others. So let's practice what we preach, put ourselves to the test. The rocks will only stop falling once we give it our best. Freedom may be relative, but oppression is just a test, because the trumpet will sound free, and that day we will all attest that we did all we could to bring the world some rest. Thank you.